Welcome to the Center for the Study of Truth, your host Stephen Mager. Now we start a third part in our series of Introduction to the Elder Futhark and the Runes of Norse Spirituality. Before that, I want to remind about our platform and website, www.stephenmager.com. We speak about human consciousness, esoterics, occult sciences, natural law, mind control techniques, and what is going on in our world, and why we live under condition of slavery, and how we can solve these problems that humanity dealing with, and we in really hard days and serious times we live in now, in the present moment. So you can enter to the website and you can see our content there, and you can donate any amount you want. We glad if someone want to donate, and we thankful for those who start to donate to the channel and make it to grow our platforms, to make the message more clear to the people, and develop the contents in more high quality, and do some other stuff like technological abilities and equipment for studios and graphic design and anything. If someone have special abilities to give something for our platform to make the message more clear and stronger to the massive ignorant people in our world, speak with me in private. I will give the links below to this video that you can enter, donate, or you anything you want to ask, you can send me an email. And we'll start now a last chapter of our series of the Introduction to the Elder Futhark and the Runes. We start our introduction to the third part of our series. This is, I remind to the people, you must watch all the previous chapters, parts we make before, the first and the second and the third now. The first set dealing, reminding that to the people about the first set we speak about in the first part of the Elder Futhark. The first set dealing with the physical world, mastering the basics of our existence. We arrive to the second set after that. We master all the basics of the existence in a physical way. We arrive to the second set. We're building that energy of strength. After we're building that energy of strength from the first set, the second set dealing with refinement and purification, and dealing with also with the psychological and emotional level of our consciousness. And after you learn how to take care of yourself and how to take care of your resources and your strength and energy of physical, or of your physical energy of your consciousness, and after you learn how to interact with other human beings in healthy way, then you arrive to the third set we'll speak about today, the eight final runes. This arrives to the point that learn how to direct all this energy in the right way in the spiritual realm. That is the third part, is speaking about the spiritual realm, how we can direct all this energy and all this massive transformation process we cross by all these runes before. Now we're ready to the spiritual realm to direct all this energy and go ahead in our to arrive to the higher state of awareness. So the first rune we'll speak about today This is Tiwaj. This is looks like pointing up. This is also speak about Tyr, excuse me, Tyr, the god Tyr, is also represent victory and Skyfather, original Skyfather from the Norse mythology. So this means this rune dealing with sacrifice yourself to overcome and constant discipline in order to arrive what you need to achieve in this life is something that is like is being spiritual warrior without any hesitation, because if you hesitate in some way that you're not sure where you're going. For example, I work with many animals like dogs, dogs especially, and I know from my experience with these animals, if you have hesitation in your mind and any contradiction inside you, they will not listen to you. For them, you are not stable leader, so they will not follow you. And also have animals can attack you if you hesitate or you feel fear or some contradiction inside you that you not feel sure, the animal can attack you. This is something energetical, and the animals feel it. The human beings, they forget how to manage their intuition and manage themselves inside and feel themselves inside and be more honest with themselves, okay? So this very interesting rune, very powerful rune. Also, you see, before we speak about sacrifice and transformations, all this tradition, this what I like in this tradition, this is the point of view of that. You need to sacrifice yourself into yourself to be a better human being and be real spiritual warrior and know what your purpose in life. And without hesitation, you need to go and do what you need to do. Even you need to lose some things in the way there. But is for the higher purpose. So after you take care of yourself in the fundamental level, after you put in death the old aspects of yourself, after you cross major transformation what we speak about in the previous chapters, now you're ready to move into the true essence of yourself. This is what this rune meaning. You need to, only after you cross these transformations and you put in death your old understandings and your old aspects of yourself that not serve you, not serve your real purpose in life. Because of that, you see also this rune is like upward, is showing the sky. We speak about the Hagalaj in the previous chapter, that this is the Mother Earth, this is the caring aspect, but is put you in some discomfort to put you in the right path again. This speak about the Sky Father, is like mother and father, now is the father that showing the up the sky. So only after you care about yourself on the mental level and physical level, and you put in death in these aspects of your old self and cross major transformation in your life, now you're ready to move into the really essence of yourself in the spiritual realm. So this is the first rune of the third group of the Elder Futhark. That's called Tiwaj. This very interesting rune. I encourage anyone with work with this rune. I personally like to work with this rune also. This means also, as I say, you need to give up in some things in your life, but to know what you need to do for your purpose, and some things you need to sacrifice in the way there. So, the next rune I will speak about is Berkano. Berkano is also came from the word birth, And birch tree, if someone know the birch tree is the is the tree who emerged the first in the spring season, is in the ice age perspective we will speak about. So this is also represent the renewal of the spring. The spring represent the season of the renewal. We planting with planting in the season to harvest in the winter. This is something the nature itself have the pattern to renew itself to the new things, to remove also the animals, the dogs remove the hair, that the old hair, and grow new hair. And not a lot of animals than I know this also you see in these patterns of nature, also the animals, also the plants, also the trees, anything. So this means this also the rune Berkano came after the Tiwaj rune, that is the sacrifice rune. That means after you sacrifice yourself in Tiwaj rune, now you need to master the renewal of yourself. After you sacrifice your being, you need to be renewed again. Okay? Also, we saw in the runes like Iwaj, that also is transformation rune, that is life and death, birth and death, that you need to put in your old self to death. And after you have the Perthro. The Perthro represent the Orlog, your purpose in life, after you need to discover yourself again. And Berkano is something about renewal. This constantly alchemical process that we see any tradition speak about, not only the Nordic tradition, also other traditions speak about the alchemical process that sacrifice into yourself and go deeper transformation to the higher state of awareness. After you sacrifice yourself to into yourself, you need to renewal yourself to be to discover in yourself something new and be better and better person, better human being, to arrive to new understanding and to higher state of awareness all the time, all your life, any moment, any day, any time. So this is the Berkano. The next rune I will speak about, this is the Awaj. Awaj is remind horse. Okay, horse. Horse, what does that mean? Why horse? Okay. This also rune that dealing with intuition. This meaning you need to ride on your intuition like horse. The horse will take you to your destination. You need to arrive much faster and can arrive in faster and safe way. It's like intuition. You need to ride on your intuition to arrive what you need to achieve. You need to consider your intuition. Intuition is meaning intuition. Is look inside you and consider. Look inside you and consider what you see. It's like take a look inside. It's like rider and horse connection also. We have this rider and horse connection is something energetically connection. It's like intuition connection. We communicate with animals, as I say before, in intuitive way, in emotional way, in psychological. The animals not understand us by words. They understand us energetically by body language and what we project energetically. So intuition is means look inside and feel it. Is learn how to ride on our intuition and master that. You need to learn the intuition inside you and master this power of the intuition, because it's a very powerful tool if you know how to use it in the right way. As a horse of Odin, also in the Norse methodology, that rides in the different worlds. This means he rides on his intuition to arrive to the different worlds. Okay? This is like allegories, amazing allegory explaining about that stuff. Learn how to tap into your power of intuition and will care about you. If you enter and tap into your in your powerful intuition, that will care about you after. That's that will bring you and things you need. Okay. As in ancient times, when the horse bring you much more faster than you walk, example. Okay, they can walk all this distance, but they will arrive in, after a long, long time. But the horse can bring you much faster. It's like intuition. So all this way to the destination of long distance, okay? So that means intuition is very powerful tool. After you learn how to use it in correct way and how to ride on it as a horse. Okay, this Iwaj is speaking about the horse. This is the Iwaj, looking like M. Okay? And the next rune is very interesting and very similar to this with other things around, like this. Manaj. What is Manaj? Manaj is something... is like being a true human being, a true man. His log also came from the word man, womb man, mankind. Okay? Is genderless. It's not mean man as a man. It can be womb man. Woman, womb man. It's like womb and man. And moon and mind is anything connected. Okay? It's like... in that tradition, is the moon is reflection of the sun. It means the moon is the mind, is reflect our soul. Sawilo, okay? Represent the soul and the moon and the mind, is the reflection of the soul. Even the mind is different between us as individuals. Is it different? Yes. But we reflect the same light of the soul. Okay, we need to understand we are conscience being. What is mean conscience? If we break apart this word, is con, together, and conscious, chiare, is mean we know and understand together as a one, as a unifying consciousness. So it means we reflect the same soul in our mind, the same infinite soul. Also, when this rune is appear in the readings, usually, yes, it means have some concerns and fears around what is going on in our world. Example, now the situation is so fucked up that people scared and feel fear in what is going on and around them in the world, in generally, okay? So, also this rune speak about that. Example, the Issa rune, speak about the Issa rune, is reflect our own form and allow the light shine through us. The light of the soul shine through us as an individual. Reflect our own light, okay? But the Manaj is represent the collective mankind. So... the Manaj is talk about unifying mind and collective mankind. Tap into your soul and reflect that light back. Okay? We can reflect that light back if you tap into your soul. So also you need to tap into your higher mind also after mastering the previous rune Awash. Okay? Also, if you see that, I want to show you. Excuse me, this. I want to show you this picture. If you see these both runes together, they're very similar because these include the Awaj, the previous rune that's talking about intuition, that your higher mind must to be with intuition also. Not only the intellectual mind, also with intuition. This is the life, right and left balance in our brain. Everything here, my friends. Okay, so what I want more to add for this. This is like intellectual and holistic mind, as I say, the balance between them, the masculine and feminine, and represent the mankind in the large words. And also, yes, this is the after, I will say. The next room I will speak about is Laguj. Is most of my favorite I work with. I will explain why. Laguj is mean lake, deep waters. It's something about feminine aspect, about emotional level, deep emotional level. It's like dive into your deep emotional level, that dealing with true study and wisdom, okay? Invocation, also I want to say, if you invoke that rune, give you deep emotional stimulation. This is what I try on myself, and this will work very good. If you want emotional stimulation inside you, this rune give a lot of benefits. This, I promise you, if you work with this personally, you will understand. It's also the dark waters of the unknown. When you enter to the darkness, you need to feel, you trust your emotions. You not see nothing. You need to trust your emotions and trust your intuition. And feel. This is what you have to feel. So, if you go through the darkness that you can't see, you start to feel the emotion. It's using the intuition to swim in all these deep emotions, like swimming inside them. Okay? And also I want to say interesting thing about the water. It is represent the Laguj is represent the water. Waters keep memories. Is keeping memories inside. Have something in that. Have some experiments someone do. I not forget the name, but have this. It can keep the memories inside, so you can swim in deep emotions. Is like receiving emotions that you need to deal with in your life. It's like storage of psychic emotional energy inside. Yes, have some storage inside this. Okay? It can storage inside. The feminine energy is receiving and bear. This water is can hold memories and dealing. This is dealing with deep emotional and subconscious level. Okay? It's very interesting, powerful rune to use if someone wants to stimulate his emotions. It's very good. And is also representing the master, the emotions as an adult human being. Okay? This is the Laguj. The next rune I will speak about, Ingwaj. If you see this, what is inside, I just don't find a good picture to show, but this is not important. What is important is two. If you see two spirals like this, interconnected together, very very powerful rune. I will explain this now. This is like sacred fire, internal fire that need to go in the moment outside, and this also represent the mastering the fire, because fire also, if you see the previous rune, is speak about the water, is also about purification. We cleaning with water or we clean with fire, is different energies, but this is make the same thing in different ways and expressions. But if you see, the waters also is cleansing and the fire is cleansing. It can remove bacteria. We can melt metals with this, okay? Change the... This is like transformation. We transform the metals. So after the Laguj dealing with the cleansing as a purification process, like you use a water to clean... Or also you can use the fire to melt and make soft the metals and the material as a transformation process of the matter, okay? Associated with the god Frey also, fertility is about masculine energy that gives lives, okay? That life-giving, reminding, is also, if you speak about Kundalini energy, is reminding the Kundalini energies that is go up to your third eye, also the picture of that is reminds like something like spirals go up like Kundalini. Yes, it's something remind that. So it's like two spirals crossing together to each other. It's like also I see it as mastering the fire. Is also the fire representing when also have the word similar in Golnok, I think, something in Europe, they used in war, in homes, they use the fire to gathering together and speaking about some stuff and sharing information. Is place that everyone gathering together, and this is very interesting. Is the same root of the word, and this is explaining some messages. So it's like also the inner heart of us, that this is the fire, and when you activate this fire in your heart, you open a portal. Okay, this is also I see it as a portal. This is the symbol of this. Very interesting. Also, I find interesting thing about Ingvar. If we see the word Ingvar, it's starting with ing, right? So ing is ending any word in English ending with ing. If you're doing something now, in the present moment, ending the ending words means doing an action that you are create something as an element of fire. This transform. Transformative fire, you create something, you add in the end of the words ing, Ingvar, you are doing something, you create something now. Okay, this is very interesting. So this is the Ingvar, one of my favorites, also very interesting energy that also the Kundalini energy remind me. And very powerful. The next one is Dagaj. Dagaj can be day, luck, or love, or freedom, or bliss. Is openness. Is experience blessings in your when you stand in the front of the sun in the middle of the ice age. Example, of course, you feeling blessed. You feeling. Experience of blessing and openness is like gifts around you. It's like all this transformative process you cross till now to arrive to this moment, to the Dagaj. You receive the fruits. You receive the fruits. You grow. You like put the seeds, and now you put the flowers grow and the fruits grow, and now you enjoy from this. It's like a blessing for you. Is remind the Wunjo energy, but there you feeling comes to the that you feel is come with enlightenment with what and expand, okay, with what you are doing as an expression outward progression, okay, projecting energy as the sun is outward progression, like you projecting the energy up. This is something open, is something expand. Expansion, okay. So in the perfect way, this go to the last one, the last rune is Othala. Othala is like inheritance, back into yourself, ground yourself back. After you open yourself, it's like Kundalini energy and like breathing, like you breathe, you need to breathe in and breathe out. Is you cannot do the health way, right? So also with the Kundalini energy, when me was locked in this new age bullshit in a certain time in my life, I know, so I work on this energy upwards all the time, upwards, but I not understand that this energy need to go down. You cannot leave it all the time here, because if you leave it all the time in the up, if you, of your here in the third eye, you lose your mind in some time. You start to lose your mind in some moments in your life after you work on this many years, and after it's very hard to fix that and heal from this. So this also tail ground back. Is you put the energy up, now is the time to go down. You need to you need to return this downwards. Okay? So it's like grounding you in the ground level as grounding energy as season of summer and winter example also if you see it in, as a natural natural rhythms. So also after the expression of dagaj, the last one is dagaj, is about expansion and blessing and be up, be feel blessed and feel receive gifts or freedom, but you need to back down, you need to like ground yourself after that, after this energy. Okay, like the Kundalini energy after go up, you need to go down, go down again, this energy need to go. If you no have feet on your ground, you can lose your mind and you can fly away without grounding. You can feel in the skies, in the cosmos, but you not understand, you know, you confuse, you not understand where you are. You start to lose your mind. This is what I cross in my life and many of the people I know also. This is the result if you not understand how to work with your energy. So this rune is explaining very good how you need to work with your energy in the end after you cross all the transformation process you cross. Now you need to ground yourself and inherit yourself in the tribe, okay? So this rune represents the last in the spiritual level that we learned how to master ourselves after all these major transformation processes, that this the place we receive the real inheritance in the tribe, okay? It's also interesting to see that it's going in circles. If you see, this is not ending, no have ending point, you need to continue all the time. If you notice here also have confusion that Othala need to be after Dagaj. The Dagaj before the Othala, here you see different, but this the correct way is the Othala is the last one. After you need to continue back to go again in the circle and completing and put in depth your all understandings, all old self to arrive to more and more high state of awareness and more potential you have inside. And really amazing way to explain all the natural ways how all this universe working and how we working in the universe and how we can arrive to be a better member of the tribe, better human being, dealing with our karmas, dealing with our lessons, because also the karmas and the discomfort arrive in our lives and the suffering have lesson behind this. Any relationship we have with other individuals and other human beings have lessons behind this. You're losing if you not understand that. You're losing the point in that. Have lesson everywhere. Even if discomfort for you is meaning you need to go and find the right path. Okay, so this process is very, very beautiful to see and very unique, because the German tribes, no, example Tarot, have in other traditions, have in any many spaces in the world before in history, but the runes is something unique. It's something exists only in the Germanic tribes, especially, and it gives a lot of messages. You can connect more easily to your ancestors, to get guidance from them, and understand better about yourself and about your purpose in life, and about many, many, many stuff. So, very interesting, very, very interesting. I think we finished this area, and before we finish, I want to remind again about the initiation and consultation services I provide. And if you want to donate, you can enter to the website www.stevenmager.com. You can find all the information there. You can email me if you have questions. and we will be happy to cooperate with you to make the platform to grow and to teach others all this valuable information we provide there. So thank you to listen to me, and have a blessing day, and we'll speak about later in other videos about in other topics. And stay encouraged, stay inspired, and understand yourself, and start to work on yourself to understand the universe. Bye bye, thank you for listening to me, Steven Magier. Bye bye.